Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, June 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russia's defense ministry says the Wagner paramilitary group that recently launched then aborted a mutiny is preparing to hand over its heavy weapons. The move points to the possibility that the group could be disbanded as an autonomous force in the coming days. In addition, the Russian Federal Security Service says it's closed the criminal case against Wagner's mutineers. There was no immediate confirmation that the group is preparing to disarm. Airlines canceled or delayed thousands of U.S. flights as travel continued to be snarled by storms along the East Coast. More than 2,000 U.S. flights were scrubbed Monday, according to the site FlightAware, on top of 1,400 that were canceled Sunday. Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines, told employees the storms at its Newark, New Jersey hub wouldn't historically have resulted in such severe disruption. He faulted the Federal Aviation Administration for steps it took over the weekend as the weather started to worsen. An FAA spokesman said the agency will always collaborate with anyone seriously willing to join it to solve a problem. And electric truck maker Lordstown Motors says it has filed for bankruptcy and is looking for a buyer. The company also says it is suing Taiwan-based investment partner Foxconn Technology for fraud and breach of contract. Lordstown says that the move came after talks with Foxconn for it to purchase $170 million in shares of the truck maker fell through. Foxconn didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Ohio-based Lordstown is one of a number of EV makers that have fallen short of delivering on their promises to revolutionize the auto market. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares were mostly lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of new home sales figures and consumer confidence data due out this morning. And Walgreens and Jefferies are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.